Hey guys, what's going on? Nick here, episode number 55, Private Labeler Show. Woo-ha. Hopefully you're having a great day. Again, I'm just coming to you off the top of my head, no plan, no script, unedited, unfiltered, just sharing some thoughts with you. And I'm going to go over a really cool strategy again to generate a massive, massive, highly targeted email list or launch list for your physical products business. Because as we've talked about in the past few episodes, it's extremely important to constantly be building up your email list, because it's going to help you win in private label. So I'm going to share a sweet strategy with you guys that I've used before that, to my knowledge, I've never really heard any of the other podcasters or any of the authority figures in this space ever talk about, at least not at any great length or anything like that. And I have briefly mentioned this in the past, but I thought I would just share some thoughts with you about this, because I have mentioned recently using Fishbowl to build really big email lists with. And obviously we talked about insert cards and things like that, but really excited to share kind of like an overview of using how to use Amazon Kindle to generate massive email lists with. Before I do that though, wanted to mention real quick, Greg Mercer of Jungle Scout reached out to me and for Black Friday coming up. So today should be Friday. No, not sure when you're going to be listening to this, but obviously all the craziness starts. Greg reached out to me and offered you guys a sweet deal on Jungle Scout. So if you do not have Jungle Scout yet, or you've been on the fence about it or whatever it might be, he is offering you guys 30% off of Jungle Scout. And that's good for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I believe. So check that out. There's like a special link for it. It is privatelabelershow.com/Black Friday. You'll get 30% off of Jungle Scout. And I am sending out emails about that as well. So don't worry, you'll get the link if you're on my email list, or check it out in the Facebook group that I have. I'll post the link in there as well, so that way you can click and take advantage of it. But again, it's privatelabelershow.com/Black Friday, and you'll get 30% off. I think the normal deal through my link is like 10% off. So this is 30, which is pretty awesome. If you buy from my link, I would love you, but don't worry about it if you don't want to. It doesn't really bother me either way. Yes, I do earn a little bit of a commission off of that, but it's nothing to get crazy about. So I just thought I would extend that to you guys from Greg, okay? All right, so let's get into the strategy here. And I'm going to try to do this as quickly as possible, because if I really got into all the details, I could probably spend hours talking about this, but I don't have that kind of time and neither do you, so I respect that. And I'm just going to give you the Cliff's Notes version, the overview, the 101 of this strategy. Now, I know that this strategy works because I've done this before. For all you guys that don't know, if you're new to the podcast, I used to be really big into Kindle publishing some years back, and I made a lot of money in it. And I also generated massive, massive email lists with it. And once I had those people on my email list, I could promote to that list. I could do affiliate marketing offers, the whole nine yards. And those lists are extremely valuable. And the traffic that comes through the Kindle space, in my opinion, is really highly targeted. And the type of people, those are the type of people you're going to want on your list, because they're already Amazon customers. So if you have your physical products brand, it'll be really easy to promote to this type of list, because they already have their credit card on file. They're already Amazon customers. And that's awesome. That's why this is so effective. Now, this strategy does require a little bit of work. It does require a little bit of money to get started. And that's probably going to scare away at least a few of you guys, and that's okay. Maybe this isn't for you right now. But for the people that do actually follow through on this and do get semi-serious about this, it can pay off huge on the back end, okay? So here's the basics of the strategy. You're simply going to publish short little Kindle ebooks of good quality in your niche or in your space on the Kindle platform, okay? And in those Kindle books, you're going to put a link to an opt-in page, or to like a lead page or a squeeze page, where you're going to collect email addresses from, okay? So you're going to give them something in exchange for their email address, and they're going to go onto your list. Like, that's the basics of the strategy, because Kindle, you can put links in those books. But here's the secret sauce though. You're going to make your Kindle ebooks free, or permanently free, okay? You're not concerned about, you don't need to be concerned about making money from the actual ebook, like the royalty sale. In fact, you should not even care about that at all. It's not much. But what you are going to care about is acquiring customers, okay? These are Amazon customers as it is. They're going to be highly targeted, because they're going to be interested in your book, in your space, in your niche. And from there, sky's the limit. Okay. So I'm going to kind of walk you through this. Now, again, this does require a little bit of patience, a little bit of time, a little bit of money, but it's kind of a snowball effect. Once you get it, you can kind of keep adding to this, and it's just going to build and build and build and build. And as I mentioned, I've in the past, I've been able to generate just ridiculous email lists using this strategy, okay? Now, if you are interested in this, but you just don't have the time, you can hire a freelancer probably to do this for you, all right? So that's something that you could do as well. Go to Upwork.com and hire a freelancer to knock this out for you. So let me walk you through kind of how this works as an example. So let's say I'm in the yoga space and I'm building a private label brand in the yoga space. Maybe I have a handful of products, a yoga mat, I don't know, a sports bottle, whatever it might be. And I'm struggling to kind of build an email list, or I really want to take this to the next level and build my business up and build my audience, my list up. So that way I have a launch list. When I come up with my new products, I can just blast emails and rank quickly. So again, if I'm in the yoga space, what I want to do is go to Amazon.com and then go to the Kindle Marketplace and whatever niche you're in. So whether it's grilling, yoga, CrossFit, you name it, type in like the main keyword, the keywords of your niche into the Kindle space there. And what you're going to want to do is just verify and validate that there's a market for Kindle books, that there's Kindle books being published in this space, okay? Now, if you're in some sort of a weird market where there really isn't any ebooks that kind of would be published, then maybe this isn't for you. But for a lot of the private labelers out there, this is going to work okay for. So in my case, in my example here, if I'm typing in yoga or something yoga related, I can check and see, okay, there are books being published in this. There's hundreds, if not thousands of them potentially that are ebooks. Kind of gives me that that first check mark or off the checkbox that this is okay, that this is worth kind of exploring a little bit more. Now, what you can do then from there is take a look at all the books that are being published. See, look out the bestsellers rank of them, look at the reviews, things like that. Do your due diligence. Go, okay, clearly there's a lot of people buying these books. It's worth the effort to cast a line out there into the water there. And I could essentially publish a few small little ebooks in this space as well, and there would be enough traffic for me. So what you're going to do then is just, again, do that research, look and see what types of books are being published, be creative. And from there, you're going to come up with some ideas on potential ebooks that you could publish in this space, being creative. And again, doing the research, looking at the reviews, seeing what's not being offered, and try to be a little bit different and come up with some general ideas, okay? And you don't have to get too hardcore into this. You're not trying to be a publisher here, okay? So I just want you to understand that. You're not trying to be a book publisher here. You just want to put a couple of ebooks out there. Now, after you generate some ideas, what you can do then is hire a freelancer or a writing service to create some very short, simple, decent quality or high quality ebooks, okay? They don't have to be very long. It could be 15, 20 pages. Just maybe focused or targeted on like a very specific topic within yoga as an example. Maybe you start out with one, or maybe you do five small little ebooks, you know, on various topics, and go to Fiverr, get a cover created for you, or have somebody design you a cool cover. And from there, if you already have a KDP or Kindle publishing account, great. If not, sign up for one. And you're going to publish this ebook, okay, to the Kindle Marketplace, okay? And I'm not going to get into the depth on all the specifics on that. It's not real tough to use the keyword strategies and things like that. It's pretty easy to figure out. Now, from there, though, inside of your book, you can put links. And let's say at the end of that yoga book, I put a link in there that leads them to my lead page, my landing page or squeeze page. And I'm going to offer them maybe a gift of some sorts or whatever it might be. Be creative. I want to get them on my email list from this book. And from that point, I'm happy. I got them on my email list and I gave them a bonus or a prize or a gift or whatever in exchange for that. So that's just kind of the basics here. But here again is the secret sauce. Here's what you're going to want to do. And I'm not going to walk you through how to do this. I'm going to tell you to YouTube it or Google it, but you're going to want to make your Kindle book permanently free, okay? So look at how to do that. There's some quick resources out there that you can YouTube to actually get Amazon to make your book free. That's what you want. Free is good. So when you have a free book, you're going to get a lot of eyeballs on it, okay? Freebie seekers are going to download it, go through it, and over time, that book is going to start to build in ranking. As more traffic, more people download it, it's going to build in ranking. That's what you want. It's kind of a snowball effect. So the more people that download it, the more ranking it's going to get, the higher it's going to build in the rankings, BSR, more it's going to rank for keywords and things like that. And the more eyeballs that it kind of, you know, gets on it, the more people that are going to click on your link and the more people that go to your email list, okay? So that's what you're going to want to do. It's all about making it free. Now, you're not trying to make money from this book on the front end. You're trying to make it from the back end because you're trying to acquire customers, okay? So you want to make that book free, okay? Now, once you do this, let's say with one book and it works out for you, then what you can do then is keep adding more free books, okay? Add another book a week or whatever it might be. The idea is that you just want to keep adding and adding and adding. And again, make sure the books are different, they're unique, they're cool, they're actually stuff that people would want to download. But the whole point is you just kind of keep building it and building it. Now, I can tell you from personal experience, I had tons of free books. I mean, a ton of them. Just because they were all there just to suck up and siphon traffic, like a giant wave of traffic, just pulling it all in onto my email list for these different niches I was in. And again, I had strategies. I had autoresponders set up. I had, you know, a really nifty system set up. And obviously that's stuff that you can lead into. But for now, you just want to start with maybe just one or a few, see how it works out for you. And then if that works out, just keep adding and adding and adding. Now, depending upon the niche or the market that you're in, you're going to have certain amount of traffic that may or may not come into your list. So some of the niches that I used to be in like weight loss, which is just a ginormous niche. And I could have tons of books out there just bringing me some cases like 50, 75, 100 people a day to my email list. Okay. And that's not just from one book, that's from many books. But it just goes to show you that what you can build it up to be is like, how awesome would that be if you had like 50 people a day entering your email list that were already existing Amazon customers that were already interested in your niche. Okay. In this case, yoga, they're already yoga people. So, I mean, how much damage could you do if you actually knew what to do with them on the back end? How easy would it be to launch to those list of, hundreds, if not thousands of highly targeted Amazon yoga customers. Okay. So it's extremely powerful, but it does take time to build up. And that's what I want to stress there. It does require a little bit of money, a little bit of effort, but the payoffs in the long run could really set you apart from your competition if you have an effective strategy on what to do with those people once they're on your email list. It's certainly going to make launching a lot easier, I can tell you that. So here's again what you need. You need a KDP account, okay? So type that in, Amazon Kindle Publishing. You need one of those accounts, free to sign up for, simple, okay? You need to do a little research, all right? Explore your niche, explore your market, whatever you're in, evaluate it, kick the tires a little bit. And then from there, if you decide to go forward, hire a freelancer or writing services to create some short little ebooks. They don't have to be long or anything like that. Just real targeted, short, quick little, almost like pamphlets, if you will. And hire a freelancer to create you a cover, maybe format your Kindle book, publish it for you, whatever it might be. You can hire freelancers to do a ton of this for you. Obviously you're going to need like lead pages or a landing page software company. Lead pages is what I use. And again, you're just going to need to make those books free. Okay. And then have a little bit of patience. Okay. So if you had maybe an existing list already, maybe you could promote that book to your existing audience to kind of get it going and start that snowball effect. Okay. That's really what it's all about. It's a snowball effect. It's going to take time. All right. But it's extremely worth it. If you're in this for the long haul, something I would definitely recommend that you check out or look into. So just wanted to cover that. Hopefully you guys found this valuable. This is definitely a different type of strategy, but again, I cannot overemphasize this enough on how cool it is, especially if like you're in the a larger niche where there's just a lot of demand for. This will carry over real well to the Amazon Kindle marketplace. So if you got any questions, then just fire away in our Facebook group, join up on that. And then also too, I mentioned this in the past, if this is kind of sounding appealing to you where you actually want to get a little bit more detail into this, you want to do things on your own, but you need a little guidance, what I would suggest, I actually went through a course a long time ago, like back in like 2012, 2013, around just Kindle publishing. And it's easily the best selling Kindle publishing course out there. And I did talk about this from time to time. This is actually on my resources page as well. But the course I went through is K-Money Mastery. And if you go to privatelabelershow.com/Kindle, there'll be a course that you can link up to. If you're just looking for the basics, there's a course that'll just walk you through the basics on like how to do this. If you don't even want to waste the time on that, like I said, hire a freelancer or somebody that's got experience with this stuff, and they could probably do all this for you. So choice is yours. So that about does it, guys. Have a good rest of the day. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.